Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time.
Case number 11,359, Mr. and Mrs. Robert Brown Brunel, east of Route 1 and being west of Killawake Road, 330 feet west of Sandpiper Road, and being lot T4 within Ocean Village subdivision. Tax map is District 134, map 13, parcel 1,307. A variance from the front yard setback requirements for a through lot.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Greg Hastings, 434 Delaware Avenue, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Chair.
I'm principal in Hastings Associates and been retained by Mr. and Mrs. Robert Brunel to design their home in Ocean Village, Lot 4, and it backs up to the highway. And the reason why I'm here tonight is to represent Mr. and Mrs. Brunel, because they have a very unusual configuration. Due to the county setback, I was learned from Shane, and he's calling it your front setback being 40 foot, it creates a hardship on this particular lot. And actually, you should have in your papers showing survey from Simpler Surveying showing proposed dwelling being roughly 40 by 50. 56 with a 19.2 setback from the west property line, which is parallel to the highway. The house isn't pretentious. It's basic rectangle design. As I've indicated, it's 40 by 56. We have schematics created, but learning this setback, that the homeowner association in Ocean Village requires a 25-foot setback. But they have inconsistencies there, so there's no issue with the Homeowner Association of Ocean Village. The issue tonight for us is, of course, the county setback being 40 feet. Also in your packet is another survey Shane was kind enough to send me. It was a variance granted 12-1602 on a mirrored lot or the south end of Ocean Village. For the same reason at that time, because the 40-foot front yard setback was creating hardship. And if you go back to the survey, the current survey that's been done for the Brunels by Simpler, if you look at the most northern setback buildable line, and I don't have it dimensioned, but if you do scale it, it leaves you approximately 20 feet in dimension for a buildable area on the most northern area of that property.
That'd be a strange looking house.
It's a strange looking house?
It would be.
Oh, I've done it. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But it's not very large.
Of course, you're
in Ocean Village. I mean, you all are familiar with Ocean Village and North Bethany properties. And it's upscale community and upscale secondary homes. This is probably a proposed average size home at best on a unusual configured lot.
I was wondering what, if I would buy a lot that way, what the building restriction lines where they are, you know.
Actually, what was interesting, these folks have owned this property for approximately 18 years. When they purchased the property, the existing home was encroaching in three different areas, and they had to acquire variance once they purchased it or prior to purchase it to go to settlement because of the encroachments then. But that existing home is going to be torn down to build this home.
So there was another home on there.
There is a current home there now, yes.
And now,
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Smith, any further questions in from members of the board? Start with you, Mr. Mills.
And you said it has three variances now?
It currently, yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Are those variances that are current, are they more intrusive than what you're asking for tonight, or less?
That's a good question, Mr. Hudson. I have the survey here. I didn't include it in the packet, but if you look at the existing survey and factor in the 40-foot setback, it would be more invasive than what we're asking for.
Okay. Existing.
Existing, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Werman, no question? Mr. Shrupp, you have a question?
Yeah, just to clarify for the record, the area, the way to access the house is through Kittiwake Drive and not through Route 1?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So even though it's a through lot, it's really the rear yard for practical purposes is the one backing up to Route 1.
That's correct.
I have nothing further.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11359. There certainly is a uniqueness to the property. I think the survey so indicates that, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The survey also indicates that, and the applicant has made that statement also to us that it will be a reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant because of the shape of the property. It's all relative to that also. And the variance will not be essential character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And I believe the requested variance represents at least modifications possible of the regulation of an MR district.
Okay, now have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11359. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11359 is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.